Alrighty, a week ago we were here doing our ideal situations that we could change for the 2024 American League teams. Let's do it again, only today we're discussing the National League. Hello and welcome to our final episode of the off season. Nico, we have finally made it. By the time this episode is released, opening day is less than 24 hours away. And we're pretty excited because it means we'll have content to talk about. How you doing?
Oh my gosh, the drought's over. I'm so excited to watch baseball. Can't wait for the first couple games for the Red Sox to be like 500 and then for it to plummet. I'm excited.
Well, I think the key that we're going to talk about today is that over the last 3 months, we've not struggled because we've always come up with something to talk about, but it's been very creative stuff, ranging from we did like the best players of Mount Rushmore's of the last decade. We did some weird TikTok stuff. We recently did, if you could add any player in the history of a franchise for all American League teams, who would you add? And we had start talking about like how Pedro Martinez could be the ace of the Red Sox and Ricky Henderson hitting leadoff for the Oakland A's, and if Shohei Ohtani was an LA Angel still, although maybe they don't want that headache anymore. But of course, since we use that as a filler episode, we had to wrap off the off season with another filler episode talking about the
You
National League.
gotta finish it.
So here we are. The offseason is over. Shout out to all the amazing guests that we've had on, from Tom Brenneman to Bob Nightingale to writers, reporters, Hall of Fame voters, and everyone in between. It has been an exciting offseason, but it's time to wrap it up. And Nico, the question is simple. If you were the GM of the 15 National League teams and you could go into a time machine and steal a person from the past, and it has to be their self on that given team. So, for example, the example that we'll continue to use is Ricky Henderson was not great on the New York Mets. So, you're not getting prime A's Ricky Henderson on the 2024 New York Mets. You'd be getting 1999 Ricky Henderson on the New York Mets. But I digress and I ask, let's start it off with the best team in the league. Nico, if the Atlanta Braves could get anyone from their past,
That's not where I thought you were going with that.
who are the Braves getting?
So I'm thinking about this, and I feel like there's a couple ways we can go. I feel like, again, like we're looking at value. I think the easy pick is a guy like Greg Maddux, because Chipper Jones, you don't want to replace Austin Riley. Greg Maddux seems like the guy. Sneaky one, I think, is actually very sneaky. Closer John Smoltz.
I don't hate it.
I think closer John Smoltz is a good one. I'm trying to think again, when we're talking about a team like the Braves, a lot of those positions you're not like what prime Rafael Furcal.
Well, there's one obvious answer that if you go farther back, I love Jared Kelenic, and I've been projecting breakout seasons from him for 20 years, it seems like. If you're telling me we can upgrade Jared Kelenic to Hank Aaron, that's a pretty tough
Is
sell.
Kellen slotted to be the starting left fielder?
He is. They've said he's the
Oh.
starting left fielder and he's platooning with Adam Duvall. And as much as you've talked about Adam Duvall being a star and you've discussed Jared Kelenic breaking out, if we have the chance to get the all-time home run king that didn't take steroids. As much as I love pitching, Strider,
Yeah.
Freed, Sale,
I think it's either.
Morton.
I just didn't know. I didn't think Kelenic was actually going to be their starting left fielder
No,
when
that's apparently going to be it this year.
that's again, if talking about a holes in the Braves, but that may be their only hole, having to have Kelenic. I could tell. I mean, he showed it. He was not happy with how spring training went.
So are we going Hank Aaron? Did I do a little convincing?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's go to the city of brotherly love. If the Philadelphia Phillies could add anybody from their history, who would it be?
Okay.
There's an easy answer. And that's
There's
the
a
face of the franchise, Mike Schmidt.
I was thinking a same area of need, but I was thinking Rollins.
I don't
It's
hate
who you
it.
think is better. It's like, what's, again, obviously Schmidt's a Hall of Famer. Is Bone better than, who's right? Oh, no.
Trey Turner, yes.
Completely forgot that Trey Turner. I was about to say Bryson Stott.
Well,
It's
Bryson Stott's at
both.
second. So the
I
question
know.
is,
It's, let me see.
Mike Schmidt or Chase Utley?
12:51 at night, Dylan.
Yeah, well, the question is Chase Utley? Because that Philly mentality, Chase Utley would do wonders on
Yeah,
this
but Utley
2022
didn't
Philly
have the
team.
MVP year, so I would definitely say that it'd be Schmidt.
Okay, I agree. Steve Carlton, good shout out. But the Phillies rotation actually looks somewhat solid right now. So I agree if you can get the power bat of Mike Schmidt. Interesting that I believe we probably had maybe one or two players from the 1900s in our American League. And here we are
Yeah.
going two for two to start
I
off.
mean, we're trying to go recent on these. I mean, I would hate to just go every single person, just like whoever the best player was in 1920. Like, I didn't want to go Babe Ruth for the Yankees.
How about the Washington Nationals? You can count Expos if you'd like. It's like a Gary Carter wouldn't be
I
bad.
mean, it's just, who's their best? I mean, but
Andre
then again,
Dawson.
I feel like the three would be those like two dominant years Pedro had, Gary Carter or Dawson.
I'd throw Max Scherzer on there.
You get the, yeah, you can throw Scherzer.
I'd throw
I mean, I'm
MVP
biased for
Bryce
sure.
Harper.
MVP Harper, it's a good one. Again, they just need so much help.
Yeah, there's not
We
a
want
good
to,
answer to this one.
do we go again, just to mix it, because again, I'm thinking about now the rest of the NL East. I know that,
Postseason
yeah, I think it's between, just because of how I want the rest of the NL East to go. I think we got to go pitcher here, because I know the Marlins aren't, we're not talking about pitching.
Strasburg. Well,
No, it's not a pitcher for the Marlins.
okay, so
So based off of that, I think it's either MVP Harper. No, I mean, not MVP
Max.
Harper, Max Scherzer or prime, like not prime, but like those
Did
two
Pedro
dominant.
win a Cy with the Expos?
Yeah,
Because
he had like
Scherzer
a,
won.
he had a year where he had like, it's so technically like his greatest stretch was with the Red Sox, but his greatest,
Well, didn't we have the rule you can only have him on one team? Because we did that with Nolan Ryan last week, where we didn't know where to put Nolan Ryan. So technically, we used Pedro already.
dude, he had a 1.9.
Yeah, we used Pedro. We were stupid.
No, it was the right pick for the Red Sox. It was the right
Yes.
pick.
So
Yeah. Okay.
Max Scherzer is 7 years with the team, won a World
Yeah,
Series,
sure.
won a Cy Young, threw a couple no hitters. I don't think anyone's going to criticize us when they see on the big board Max Scherzer.
Absolutely not.
New York Metropolitans.
Where do you?
I was going to say, do you want to go first? Because I have a definitive answer that I will overrule whatever you say. So.
Are we? Okay, let me just make sure. I think I know who the answer is.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just want to make sure your lineup.
We're not saying Jacob deGrom, as much as that would be a semi-smart
Is it
answer. We're not
right?
going there. I think it has to be because
You're
not
th
like the two things that the Mets need right now are starting pitching and third base. And Tom Seaver is as good an answer as anybody because if you have that ace at the top of your rotation, like you could in 1972 Tom Seaver or 1969 Tom Seaver, that's arguably one of the greatest pitchers of all time. And now that I'm talking about it out loud, that might actually end up being my answer. Or you go with 1985 Doc Gooden, who had like a 1.6 ERA in 250 innings. So I don't hate that pick either. But for sentimental value, if the Mets were to go on a World Series run this year, who's the guy that I'd want to actually experience a World Series? It would be David Wright, which again is probably twisting the question a little bit. But I think
this is your team, though. You get what you
if the
want.
Mets added David Wright to that lineup, that's a heck of a top of the order with Nimmo, Wright, Lindor, Alonso, Alvarez, JD Martinez, McNeil, Marte, and
Who's
Bader.
your slotted?
Our ace right now is Senga.
As I'm saying, Senga's opening day,
Well,
and then
he's
up
hurt. He's
to.
actually hurt until June, but That doesn't
Like, who's
matter.
opening day?
Jose Quintana. Yikes. I don't think one pitcher saves that rotation, though.
That's what I don't think Pedro Martinez was saving the Red Sox rotation, though.
Like, gun to my head, who's the best Met of all time? It's Tom Seaver, and it's not even close.
And he doesn't
But
have
if
pitching.
I sentimentally could add one player to this roster, it's David Wright.
Dylan, at the end of the day, who do you want on the graphic? We know who you want on the graphic. Because if you guys see the two graphic, there's three graphics coming out tomorrow. We have, I'm gonna spoil it for you guys. Well, today, because it's releasing today. It's gonna be this graphic who we have. It's gonna be something to end Women's History Month.
Not ending. We've got a couple days left.
Yeah, what is it? 27.
27. We've got 3 days.
Ending. It's about just about. And that last one's gonna be meet. We're gonna do a little meet the team, see if you guys give you guys a rendezvous. And Dylan's favorite player is David Wright. So there was no different way that this was going. So we got David Wright on the graphic.
I'm really tempted to say Doc Gooden.
Then go Doc Gooden, Dylan, but we both know who you want to add to the team. If you're the general manager, you're not adding Doc Gooden.
No, because that comes with some bad stuff too. So we'll go David Wright and hope that he doesn't get injured. Your team with the Miami Marlins. Are we going Prime Stanton, Prime Ozuna, Prime Yelich, Prime
We're not
Lowell,
going prime.
Prime Juan Pierre,
I think it comes down.
Prime Gontrell,
No,
Prime
definitely
Jose
not.
Fernandez?
If again, if I was like Dylan and you
Yes.
asked me who gets on this team, I don't care that they have all the pitching in the world. It would be Jose Fernandez.
Well, they
There is
don't right
no.
now.
Yeah, they do. Their pitching's gonna be fine. They can get every single under person under rotation hurt and fill it up with five more guys, and they'll still have a good rotation.
So it's Stanton.
It's gotta be Stanton. MVP Stanton.
Yeah.
It's what they, I mean, look, they made the playoffs last year and they were 15th in runs in the NL. Like, you need offensive production, and then what better guy than your last person to win an MVP?
Yeah. How about the Milwaukee Brewers, where we could go old with Robin Yount and Paul Molitor? The bias in me says put steroided Ryan Braun in the middle of this lineup and have some fun because they need some offense. There's always the reliever route, and you could take a random pitcher or two, but
I
what are your
like the
thoughts?
Brown pick. I like the Brown. If we're going again, how much are we taking into account that it was roided?
Well, I'm assuming Barry Bonds makes this team.
Yeah, because like my heart, just because of that little thing and how I'm personally one of those guys where yeah, like Brown won it, but like should have been Kemp.
Yeah.
So I want to say Prince Fielder.
Ooh.
Because weirdly enough, like again, and I'm not going to sit here and say he's the greatest brewer of all time. I think that definitely goes to a guy like Yount. But when I think of the Brewers, I think of Prince Fielder.
Really? I think of Braun. Plus, who's the better baseball player, Rhys Hoskins or Sal Frelick?
Oh, this is, has nothing to do. I don't think it should be Fielder, but like
I
just I
also
love.
find it fascinating that Fielder and his dad finished with the same amount of home runs.
That's
That's just
crazy.
a weird stat that just floats out there every once in a while. Are we
You
going Braun
know,
or are we going Fielder?
we can't go Yount because of just Adamas. I think we have to go Braun.
Okay. I like it.
FYI, random fact that I heard the other day.
Uh-oh.
You know, so Roger Clemens, his son, Cody Clemens, technically has a K in the MLB.
Yes.
That moved him up like two spots in the all-time co and moved him ahead of people in like all-time combined
I
pitcher father-son duo strikeouts.
love that. Well, because Roger Clemens is like top 10 all time? Question mark.
Them combined brought him getting that one strikeout brought him up like two spots.
I love it. How about the Chicago Cubs? We could go very old school with Ernie Banks. I don't think anyone would bat an eye. You could go with like a Ryan Sandberg or an Andre Dawson, or even this could be where Greg Maddux slips in. There's one guy that I had my eye on since I thought about this idea, but I don't know if now that Cody Bellinger signed, does Sammy Sosa still fit on this roster?
Well, again, first thing that comes to my mind when I'm thinking about these is like guys who won awards there. So, and you're all-time great. So in my mind, Ernie Banks, I think, came to mind, obviously. I mean, maybe you slide him to third, maybe you put Dansby at second, Nico Horner somewhere else. Again, I think we should, just for the spirit, again, we could technically pick the best player of every single team and just put him on and fit him somewhere. But I think for like the spirit of what this is, because Dansby's there, we can't do Ernie Banks.
Okay. The outfield right now is Bellinger, Seiya Suzuki, and Pete Armstrong.
Well,
So
Crow didn't make opening day.
apparently he might still. He got optioned early in camp. I've had a couple injuries. Seiya Suzuki might play right field or DH. Mike Tauchman's around. David Peralta's still floating around. So it could be Sammy in the outfield.
The guy who comes to my mind is because their third baseman's Nick Madrigal, right?
Yes.
MVP Chris Bryant.
Yeah, I could see that. I like it. If we went to the pitching side, Ferguson Jenkins could be a solid option as the ace with losing Stroman or Kerry Wood.
Damn, Prime Kerry Wood. That was a.
Prime Kerry Wood. We know that MLB the Show card.
Of course we do.
That might not be a bad one.
Again, you have to throw. Maddux won a Cy Young there, right? Or two. Or three.
Did Greg Maddux win the Cy Young with
Maddux won
the
two.
Cubs?
I think he won two.
Let's check it out. With the Chicago Cubs, Greg Maddux won one Cy Young.
Okay. I
In that year, he pitched 270 innings to a 2.1 ERA.
So I guess that's what I think that since he won the Cy Young, I don't think Jenkins won a Cy Young.
I will double check that fact for us. He did win a Cy Young 1971, where
Okay, so we have to.
he pitched, wow, 330 innings, but he had a 2.7 ERA.
Okay, so we have that. Sammy in left instead of Pete Crow Armstrong or whoever they do, or Chris Bryant at third. What do you like?
We haven't done that many pitchers, so I'd lean towards maybe throwing a pitcher in there, but
Okay,
I
so
could
who
be
do you like?
swayed
You
either
like
way.
Ferguson? Are you like Fergie Jenkins, or you like Greg Maddux?
The content creator in me says you can make a graphic and put Greg Maddux on a different team other than the Braves, and we'll spark people to say stuff. But at the same time, I also know Fergie Jenkins is very active on Twitter. So if we posted a graphic on Twitter with his name on it, he might interact with it. So I'll let you make this business decision.
Call it just faulty reasoning, but I'm gonna say Fergie for the simple reason of when I think Greg Maddux, I think Braves.
I agree. I think that's a smart choice because I think that Maddux we'd get criticized by the Brave community for like, well, the Mets guys are putting Greg Maddux not on the Braves. Shocker, and for valid reasons.
They'd say that when they saw Hank Aaron's their starting left fielder.
How about the St. Louis Cardinals? Where I think personally there's two options and two options only.
Two. I think there's
Yes.
one. I
Who's your one?
think it's Gibson.
Oh, then there's three. Because
Ah.
Stan Musial in left field is kind of cool. Albert Pujols is your DH is also kind of cool.
No. Again, I don't feel good about doing that. No, Albert Pujols did not play hit DH for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Because they didn't have a DH.
Exactly. No, I'm not moving
So
things
Paul
around.
Goldschmidt can DH.
Why were the Cardinals bad? If you ask anyone, like, why were the Cardinals bad? They all
Ever.
say Miles Michaelis or 5 ERA Adam Wainwright, even though he's a great pitcher. I don't want to, but he was a great pitcher, but not that last year, was the reason they were bad.
I also
The
don't
one
realize.
that they added Lance Lynn, who had a million ERA, and
Yes.
Sonny Gray, who's on the sideline right now. Gotta be Gibson.
One thing I think you're probably right. We can go with that. But what people don't realize when people say best first baseman ever, everyone says Stan Musial, thinking that Stan Musial is the first baseman. If you go
He's
to
a
his
little.
baseball reference page, he's an outfielder. He
He
played,
barely played first.
oh no, I wouldn't go that. He played 1,016 games at first base. So that's a solid 10 years of first
Okay,
base.
never mind.
But he played 1,900 games in the outfield. So he almost doubled the amount of time in the outfield that he did first base. Now he split it pretty evenly, 900 in left, 800 in right, and 300 in center. But and one at pitcher. Wow. But
Wait, say that again.
one at pitcher.
Okay, taking that note, that's going to be used on Immaculate Grid one day.
He
I will be using that on Immaculate Grid.
wait, so he didn't actually pitch in the game, so it won't count, but for somehow he logged a box score appearance one game as a starting as a pitcher. Fascinating.
I'm going to try it.
But yeah, okay. Bob Gibson. Pittsburgh Pirates. I know who you're gonna say, and then I'm gonna present a wrinkle. You'd like to start us off.
I mean, there's a couple guys I could say. Do you want me to go biased?
Yes.
I want to see Clemente finish out his career.
Yeah, I like that one. That was who I was
Who'd
thinking initially.
you think I was going to say, Kutch?
No, I thought you were gonna go Clemente. But
Okay.
my wrinkle is I think Willie Mays is the Giants. And I think Barry Bonds is the Pirates. Silence. Because imagine, here we're saying, imagine watching Barry Bonds finish out his career with the Pirates. He was already like good with the Pirates. The question is, do we stay true to the game? And that is the version of the player you get. Like, they wouldn't be getting 70 homer Barry Bonds. They'd be
They
getting.
would be getting three-time MVP Barry Bonds, so it's like, oh, dang it.
Yeah, two
You
time.
realize this is a fact. Well, not a fact, because technically it is opinion. Like, but Chipper Jones, I mean, Barry Bonds arguably had a better career than Chipper Jones while Barry Bonds was on the Pirates.
In 7 years, well, I guess the only problem is longevity, but with the Pirates in 7 years, he had an OPS plus of 147, an OPS of 900. He had 180 home runs in 4,000 plate appearances. So
How many?
obviously, everyone says that everyone knows him for his Giants time because there he won one, two, three, four, five MVPs, including four consecutive, which is absurd. But I think an argument could be made that Willie Mays can satisfy the Giants' need and Bonds becomes the Pirates guy. But I also do get, and you can be fully override me on this one, if you'd rather go Clemente gets the Pirates nod. He did win an MVP. He did get 3,000
3,000.
hits, exactly. So if you want Clemente on the graphic and think that he'd serve, because they're both the same position too. So same with Bonds and Mays.
This
So
is
this is
hard.
basically a debate of who's getting left off, Willie Mays or Roberto Clemente.
Because these are two guys that if it's between those two, yeah, Clemente.
Okay.
Give me Clemente for the
So
Pirates.
Clemente is the Pirate, and then Bonds will be the
Spoiler.
Reds. Yeah. Cincinnati Reds. Much as I love to say Joey Votto, it's probably going to come down to one of two guys, and that's Johnny Bench and Pete Rose. The NL is old. I'm sorry, the NL's really old.
It's bench.
I agree just based on positional fit.
Yeah, my
The Reds
position.
have India, McLean, Ellie, Jeimer Candelario, Christian Encarnacion, Strand. They just traded for Santiago Aspinall. And not to poo-poo on Tyler Stevenson, but if you have the chance to get the best catcher ever, which is why I was also debating Piazza for the Mets, but Francisco Alvarez has got us covered.
I think
So,
Dylan would cry if he had to take Francisco Alvarez out of the lineup.
DH.
And JD?
Syracuse. Left field.
You're crazy.
Put a
You're
glove on.
crazy.
Put a glove on,
Keep
buddy.
telling yourself that Francisco Alvarez would start over JD Martinez on opening day if Mike Piazza was on that team. Keep telling yourself that.
Well, we've got Johnny Bench for the Cincinnati Reds. LA Dodgers, Piazza? Will Smith didn't
No.
exist, but Jackie's not a bad fit.
I know. This one's done.
Yeah. It's Koufax.
Their third baseman needs to be
Oh.
Adrian Beltre because I am not looking another game. If I can have Adrian Beltre at third, I'm not seeing another game with Max Muncy playing third after that Soul Series.
That's a take and a half. I think it would
Adrian.
just be, I'd be, I think it's cool to see Kershaw and Koufax on the same rotation. That's
Fine.
just me.
That's fine. You watch those games, Dylan, and tell me that that guy is a good third baseman. I can already picture October that that's how they choke. It's gonna
No,
be
because they'll make a
October.
trade for someone that'll like go off randomly in October.
Bro, he was so bad at the Muncy was so bad. And I like Muncy. I love Muncy. Dude, seeing what he did, the Mad Bum was electric. He was terrible at third.
Not pretty.
Terrible. No. Please putting it kindly. He was awful.
So are you really gonna tell me we're taking 1 year of age? No, we put Beltre on. Do we put Beltre on the Rangers?
No, put A-Rod.
Great pick. But
I'll
you're really saying we're gonna pick Adrian Beltre over a Koufax Kershaw rotation? I was even tempted to say the guy that I want on the Dodgers is prime Clayton Kershaw and wasting a pick on that, but I don't
Dylan, he
know.
played Dylan. His highest MVP finish with 48 bombs was on the Dodgers. You're telling me he can get a 48 bomb, 330 Adrian Beltre?
But we could get Sandy Koufax. And we already skipped
Look at their
on
rotation,
Thomas.
Dylan.
Yeah.
Dylan, we literally had an episode, a 15-minute segment on an episode about how they have too many guys in their rotation. I literally have like seven guys that you can argue could be in their rotation right now.
Is Beltre the best third baseman? Like, are we not just getting Jackie Robinson and telling Mookie go play third?
That's not in the spirit of what we're doing. And you know what? We literally just,
Did Pee Wee Reese
I
play
mean,
third base? He's
I'm
a
down
Hall of
to,
Famer.
oh, PB played short.
Joe
Again,
Hodges, Steve Garvey.
he's,
Or the Dodgers need a closer. We get
I'm
prime
going to
Eric
their page
Gagne.
right
Have a prime Eric Gagne coming out of the pen for the Dodgers.
now. Evan Phillips for Eric Gagne is not why they're losing. They're losing because of Max Muncy with his cement feet and his mantequilla on his freaking hands, bro.
Did Gil Hodges play
That's.
third base? No, he plays first base.
I'm trying to see if there's anyone else. Dylan, I loved this pick. I'm not gonna lie. You're really poo-pooing on it.
No, I'll agree. Justin Turner.
That's
According
actually.
to this, the best Dodgers third baseman of all time is Ron Say, followed by
Ron Say.
Justin Turner,
No,
followed
Ron
by
Say is.
Adrian Beltre.
I mean, look, did Justin Turner hit 330 with 48 bombs? Is all I'm saying.
Wait, Ron Say made six straight All-Star games with the Dodgers, won a World Series MVP.
I mean, again, but I've been shitting on Max Muncy for a lot.
One.
Let's not act like Gavin Lux is too great. Jackie Rob, we may be, I may be doing this
Right?
whole
Are we
and we just go back to Jackie Robinson at second for Gavin Lux.
Gavin Lux can't throw right now.
I literally just did this whole thing for Adrian Beltre, and I just looked at their lineup. And it's Gavin Lux. I'm like, oof, Gavin Lux is,
Forgot about that
Gavin Lux is suspect.
one. Forgot we could deal with Muncy hiding at third base if we have Jackie at the top of the lineup.
Since we mentioned Jackie, is it racist for us not to put Jackie?
And congrats, Jackie Robinson. You're our pick. Oh,
Jackie
there.
Robinson getting slotted at second base.
Yeah. There we go. How about the San Francisco Giants? We got Barry Bonds. We're good. Next. That's two for
Yep.
two. Colorado Rockies. Is
No
it?
one around.
It could be Arenado. Is I would go too low, but they just signed Ezekiel Tovar to a massive contract. So in the name of the game, that's not a good fit.
Nolan Jones is their left fielder.
Yes.
Larry Walker, Todd Helton.
I could get behind Todd Helton, except apparently they're
Dude, the
playing Chris
problem is,
Bryant at first base this year, which I don't know how that's gonna work.
I always think the same thing with the Rockies. I'm like, oh my gosh, imagine if the Rockies had like a good pitcher. And then I realize
They
they've
haven't.
never had a good pitcher besides Ubaldo Jimenez.
I just looked up best Rockies pitchers of all time because that's what I was thinking. It's one is Ubaldo Jimenez, two is Herman Marquez,
Like the
three
fact.
is Julius Chacin, four, I've never even heard of Brian Fuentes,
I've heard Brian Fuentes.
and number five, this would spark some controversy on the graphic, best closer in Rockies history, apparently. Adam Ottavino. Let's do it. No, joking. The graphic comes out
The
tomorrow.
fact,
Adam Ottavino is on there.
I have a question. So right now, let's just do Kyle Freeland because I think that's their number one. Is he their
Yeah.
number one? Okay. First four guys you said and Kyle Freeland. Thought experiment. That is the number what rotation in baseball?
25th.
Like so bad.
Oh. So
So
I could get behind Helton as the pick because
I
I think
think
the
it.
pitching's clueless.
Yeah. Helton seems like the guy because as much as I Larry Walker, I mean, dude, Larry Walker did win an MVP.
Was that with the Expos or with the?
Larry Walker's was with the Rockies.
And he's a Hall of Famer.
So is Helton. Helton will be in a Hall of Famer.
Right. And he did it
360.
all with the Rockies.
I know it's that era, but 366 with 49 bombs, and he won the Gold Glove.
Was that Walker?
Yeah.
Okay, we can go Walker. I like it.
And followed it up with a 363 average, a 379 average, and a 350. Dude,
Nice.
Larry Walker is so much like very underappreciated guy. I'm counting this up right now. One, two, three, four. He had five seasons
He was good.
with above and 1,000 OPS
He was really good.
and three with over an 1,100. That's crazy.
About this one's going to be interesting because, again, I think there's two wavelengths. Arizona Diamondbacks. Is it Randy? Because we didn't use him in Seattle. Is it Curt Schilling? Because we didn't use him in Boston. Or is it 50 home run World Series champion Luis Gonzalez? The rotation is
There's actually a
solid.
very similar way. I want to look back to answer this question. I'm just going to look back at the World Series and I'll answer
Yeah.
this question.
And they both do and all three of them dominated.
And
2001.
let's see what they would need more. So Texas beat Arizona 4-1 with scores of 5-0, even though that one's a little skewed because Zach Gallen shoved that game, so don't count that. 11-7. 3-1 and 6-5.
Which just seems like just seems like they got outplayed.
Yeah, that didn't help.
Ran into a good team. I guess looking at it right now, the outfield is Corbin Carroll, Lourdes Gurriel, Jock Peterson, Randall Grichuk, Alec Thomas, and Jake McCarthy. So it seems like they actually are set on
They're
outfielders.
pretty deep.
And their starting rotation is Gallen and it's Merrill Kelly, Brandon Pfaadt, Eduardo Rodriguez, and Tommy Henry. So in theory, if
Nice.
you stuck Randy Johnson at the top of that rotation and Zach Gallen becomes your two, it's over.
Hello, you're forgetting a person.
Who?
He literally just signed Jordan Montgomery.
That's right. I hadn't updated my spreadsheet. Still,
Yeah.
Brandon Pfaadt could be a long reliever to make room for Randy Johnson.
No, absolutely. Like, that's not. It's gotta be Randy, right?
First off, also thoughts on the Jordan Montgomery deal. He got 1 year, $25 million.
We'll take a little time. I feel like now is the time to take a little bit on it. Again, just random segment of what do we think of the Jordan Montgomery deal?
So this the last time that I promise you, as we're in the regular season, there's structure. We know what we're doing. It's not 1:20 in the morning when we're recording, but we've had fun this off season, and this is probably the last tangent that we have in us this off season. So thoughts on Jordan Montgomery, because on the la fitting how on the eve of opening day, the last free agent finally signs, other than Trevor Bauer.
I think that, I mean, it's a deal that's very indicative of what the off season's been like for Boris Korp. A lot of guys haven't been able, they a lot other guys came in with certain expectations and they didn't get those expectations. So it's all prove it deals. So you go and you see Jordan Montgomery on that 1 year deal. It's like he just didn't want to do the opt outs because he feels like, again, him as opposed to like Bellinger and Snell. He's a bit younger than them. Well, Bellinger, but Bellinger wanted to stay, and I believe that Bellinger wanted to stay in Chicago personally, and that was the way to get it done. So he's like, okay, I'll just sign the 1 year deal, and if he can replicate what he did on the Rangers, and not what he did for the year and a half prior, he's gonna do great. He's gonna be in a very similar position. The only thing is, and again, whatever people think, I'm not sure about this, is how much does the fact that there's so much talent on the starting pitcher market next year, like that can go two ways. Everyone's getting paid. So his budget deal that he may get for being one of those quality number twos could be a lot higher than we'd think,
Or
or
his
it could be
awaits.
exactly, or it could be that you were in a free agency where Lucas Giolito got $18 million. You should have taken that market when you had the chance. So again, I think we'll know next year, but again, it's more than just indicative of what the off season for Scott Boras' clients has been.
And Diamondbacks, probably a great offseason. Going
Oh.
after the World Series and saying we're not complacent, we're going to keep going. And they got Eduardo Rodriguez for $80 million, Jock Peterson, Lourdes Gurriel, Jordan Montgomery is now with the team. Randall Grichuk got signed. They made a couple of MIL deals as well. Tucker Barnhart won the backup catcher job. Kevin Newman is now on the team. So
Great signing for the Diamondbacks.
it was like a good offseason for them. They got Eugenio Suarez at the beginning of the offseason, people forget about. Cooper Hummel got traded to them from the Mets. I think they're, I know I might have said they weren't a wild card team when we first started digging into this stuff, but since then they've gone out and signed Jock Peterson and signed Jordan Montgomery. That's a it's a
Yeah.
wild card team at this point again.
That's that again, and one of the things of, again, we'll see what he does this year. He's getting another year older, but we'll see what Merrill Kelly is, if he's able to replicate what he did. But I was never a massive believer in Merrill Kelly, even though he proved me wrong throughout the whole postseason. So I'll give him props on that. But again, you look at that team and signing Eduardo, that's a very good rotation. That's a sneaky, amazing rotation.
I think
And
the question's
you.
going to be, does Corbin Carroll take the Adley Rutschman jump into superstardom and lead the quote unquote Oriole style run this year?
Well, and I'll say this about Corbin Carroll, I think for Corbin Carroll, he doesn't need to jump, is the thing about him. He more just needs to not slump. If he replicates what he did last year, he's in super, so I feel like it's a lot easier. Obviously, like again, like Adley Rutschman made leaps. Corbin Carroll, again, obviously, he's gonna want to make those leaps, and with the type of guy that he is, he's just a freaking dog. He's gonna try and make those leaps, but it's not like he has to make that far of a jump. They have a good squad. They've improved, like we've talked about, how their rotation's very good, and they've added some guys and re-signed some key guys. If he replicates what he does last year, he's in superstardom. That
Yeah,
simple.
that's fair. I buy it. Sounds good. Let's move on to our final team and our last topic of the offseason. And there's probably not going to be much of a debate, and that's the San Diego Padres, because as much as I love Trevor Hoffman and Hell's Bells, and Jake Peavy being back would be sick,
We had this conversation a week ago, and that was that the Padres starting outfielder is
Chase Headley.
Gerickson
Yep.
Profar.
The side is retired.
Profar is still hitting fifth in the Padres lineup, and they somehow took the game against the Dodgers because they smacked Yoshinobu Yamamoto to next year. But it's got to be Tony Gwynn.
Absolutely. I mean, the thing is, you in a top three of. Oh, that would be so sick. I'm just thinking of it in my mind. So, like, you can do it. There's Bogarts. Like, where do you even put Bogarts? But, like, you have Bogarts slide down the fifth, maybe, with Tony Gwynn at the top, Tatis right behind
I'll go
him.
Gwynn, Tatis, Machado, Bogarts.
Where you keep Machado at fourth, and you put. And maybe you do Tati, you do Bogarts, Gwynn, Tatis, Machado to break up
But
the righties a little bit.
yeah, Cronenworth gets in there at five. Hwasung Kim rakes. Luis Capistrano is going to break out this year.
Jackson Miro at nine. That again, we're talking about Tony Gwynn, so obviously it's gonna affect the lineup. But that again, it's like we're talking about when we're talking about the Padres. This team looks complete, and obviously he's on the Braves, so that's not a conversation. But Adam Duvall in left field makes this team look a lot different. Which
Tommy
again,
Pham is waiting out there in free agency.
like I'm a little biased because I saw what Adam Duvall didn't have an 830 OPS last year for the Red Sox, but like meaning like just having a dependable bat
Yes.
in that lineup. It's this. I would say that that's the one team, and again, we're getting a little off topic because we've already. Understood it's Tony Gwynn in spades. Shout out to Adrian Gonzalez, though, was the dog on the Padres. That lineup going, I mean, like they have the would have the biggest jump in offensive production if they got one more decent bat.
Tommy Pham, he's just sitting out there waiting for someone to offer him a contract. And he's like,
If you can get a guy with a 780 OPS. Completely different lineup, which is so weird to think.
DJ Cron is a free agent now. The Red Sox released
Yeah, but he
him.
got three freaking hits in them.
Eduardo Escobar is a free agent now. Brandon Belt is still sitting out there.
The
Evan
guy was Adam
Longoria.
Duvall.
Yeah, but now you can get knockoff Adam Duvall, Tommy Pham. Mike Moustakas is still there. Austin Meadows is still out there. Dom Smith. There's bats that the Padres can get that would allow them to not have Jose Azokar and Graham Pauly filtering into the lineup every day.
Yeah.
But
But in our world, it's Tony Gwynn.
the fun part is the fake world is over. We're into the real world. This time tomorrow, we will be arguing, and it will happen, about why Francisco Alvarez is hitting above Starling Marte in the Mets lineup, and why Bogaerts should be hitting leadoff and he's hitting fifth, and why Brian Bello gets tattooed on opening day, and all these other different topics, because it will be real baseball. And we're also going to have a great interview for you coming out on Friday as well to get into the baseball spirit. So we gave you a nice 4-episode week. We're working around the clock, getting some interviews, some nice content, and we'll go from there. So, Nico, unless there's anything else you want to throw in, happy
Calling
opening day
sick.
eve.
Calling sick. Tell your boss, tell your teacher, you can't make it. Opening day's here. The
Coach T,
one
if you're
day,
listening to this.
it's the one day besides October that you're going to want to have to dedicate time to watch baseball. Just watch baseball. Catch a game. Even if it's not your team, catch a game, catch two. Just be like a couch potato and just argue with your TV for the whole day. Because that's what I want to do.
Sounds like a plan. Well, we'll be back as always. And until the next time, Nico's giving me a look. You have anything else? You're telling me not to wrap up? No? On this sloppy note, the off season has come to a close. The side is retired.